buzzer bee that is a Greek New Year's cake with a coin and a trinket baked inside of it. The cake enriched with a sweet flavor symbolizing sweetness and joy of life, and hope that the new year will be abundant in health and happiness. Traditionally, cake is cut as a senior member of the family, and whoever receives the piece with a coin inside is thought to be the best in the following year. Each piece is cut honors someone or something. The first piece for Jesus Christ, the second for Virgin Mary, and the third is for Saint Basil. Since the cake is named after him, it's believed that Saint Basil wanted to give money to the poor, and in order for it not to look like a charity, he asked a woman to bake a bread in which he placed several gold coins, so the poor family were pleasantly surprised when they found the coins. Today, there are numerous versions of the cake that are also prepared in Albania, Bulgaria, Serbia, and Romania. Each of these coins inside are associated with Saint Basil. What are the ingredients of basil pira? Butter, sugar, oranges, yogurt, vanilla extract, and soft rising flour. What are the ingredients for the glaze? You need icing sugar, hot water or milk, and vanilla extract. How to make the basil pira? To prepare this basil pita recipe, start by dividing the eggs in two yolks and white. Place the egg white in a mix bowl and add a pinch of salt. Make sure your egg white bowl and a whisk attachment are clean and free of any water. Whisk the egg white until the mixture is very thick and glossy, and long trailing peak forms when the weight is lifted. Place the mixture in a bowl and set aside. Clean out your mixer bowl and add the butter and sugar. Using the bottle or the creaming attachment, whisk for about 20 minutes until the butter is creamy and fluffy like whipped cream. Add the egg yolk one at a time. Mixing, allowing time for each one of the absorb before adding the next. Pour the oranges, vanilla extract, orange zest, the yogurt, and mix to combine. Remove the bowl from your mixer, add 1/3 of sifted flour and blend with a spatula. Add 1/3 of the meringue and blend the light circular movement. Bottom. Repeat the rest of the flour and meringue, adding the flour. Mix meringue until your ingredients are combined. To bake the basil pita, preheat the oven 390 degrees Fahrenheit using both top and bottom heating elements. It's now time to prepare your baked tin. Select a non-sticky cake tin approximately 20 to 30 centimeters in diameter. Butter your basil pita tin and toss with some flour. Alternatively, line with some parchment paper. Pour in your basil pita mixture and spread it evenly with your spatula. Place the cake in preheated oven and lower the drop. Turn the heat down to 175 degrees Celsius. Find the bake for 50-60 minutes. Until nicely colored, Make sure you don't open the oven in the first 30 minutes of baking, as your vessel pita will collapse. Stick in the middle of a cake wooden skewer or toothpick. Let your vessel pita cake cool down completely and invert the pan on the plate. If it's not cold at my break, using a second plate, invert again so the top of the cake is on the top. Wrap a coin with aluminum foil and kick it in the cake. Invert a solid pita on a serving platter with the bottom of the cake facing upward. Having completely flat surface will make your glaze consumption easier. It'll be nice and flat. Prepare the glaze of your Greek New Year's cake. In a large bowl, add all the ingredients and blend with a spatula until the glaze is smooth and glossy. If you need it, add a little bit more of that hot water. The glaze should have a glue-like consistency, but be perfectly smooth when blending with a spatula. Top the vessel with the glaze and even out with a flaccid spatula. Don't forget to carve the number of the year on the top of the glaze, or use toasted almonds to shape it.